Parenting is hard, and we don't have to look too far to be reminded of that.
But parenting can also be fun. There is so much joy to be found in raising your little ones, too.
So settle in and join us as we talk about motherhood, life, and all the fun that's possible in childhood.
Because parenting isn't always sunshine and rainbows, but sometimes it is.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Sunshine and Rainbows. Jessie!
Yeah, girl.
We are here. We're doing this.
Woo-woo!
All right, guys. Today, we are actually going to talk about kind of a heavier subject,
yes.
I think.
Yep.
Most of our episodes are pretty happy and cheerful and all of that. But today, we're going to talk about grief.
Grief.
Yeah, we're going to talk about, I think, a heavier subject today.
Yep.
But I think this all kind of plays into real life, right? Like,
it does.
We can't just talk about the great things. We have to also talk about the hard things, the challenging things, because, I mean, it all happens in parenthood and motherhood, right?
That's right. And we have to know how to handle it when it comes along.
Right. Right. So we were just talking about this a little bit ago, and we had said we're going to, I think, focus more. When we say the word grief, I think we're going to be talking about losing a loved one more often than we would some of those other examples of grief. So not that they're any less important, not that these like kind of principles or suggestions or advice would be any different necessarily for those.
Right.
But I think, like, in our minds, when we're thinking and when we're talking, we're meaning more for the loss of a loved one.
Yep.
So, Jessie, have you had to kind of broach this subject with your kids at all? Like,
yes, for family members that are not in our immediate family,
right?
So we have had two sort of great grandparents pass.
Gotcha.
And so the boys have had to go to the funeral. And they have seen people crying and experiencing that loss.
Yeah.
What about you guys? Have you?
Yeah, I think we're in the same boat. Like, even in like the last like year or two, we've lost a couple of family members. They've been a little bit more extended, not someone that my kids see every day.
Right.
So that's a little bit different, I'm sure, than it would be if it was someone that was really close to them.
Right.
But they've attended those funerals as well.
Yeah.
And they've, I mean, I think experienced kind of the same thing that yours have, the crying, the emotions, the questions, you know, all of that kind of plays into that as well.
Okay, so when you found out about the loss of a loved one, so this is before your children even knew about it.
Yeah.
How did you broach the subject with your child? Like, you know, so and so unfortunately has passed. How did you broach it with your children?
Yeah. So, I mean, I know we'll probably say this a couple of times too, but it's obviously going to depend on your kids' ages and their maturity and what they can and cannot handle.
Right.
So obviously you as the parent should, you know, figure that out and then go accordingly. But we are a religious family. We believe in heaven and all of that. And so we just broached the subject head on with our kids, and we sat them down and just said, like, hey guys, we just want to let you know, so-and-so has passed away, but we kind of focus on the hope of that, right? It's not just that they're gone and we're never going to see them again, but that now, you know, because of their relationship with the Lord, they're in heaven and we'll get to see them again one day and all of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you guys?
Yeah, I think sort of the same, and trying not to sugarcoat anything. I mean, being really honest about the facts of the situation.
Yeah.
And, you know, just let it, like you said, letting them know that there is hope on the other end. So, okay. So we've told our children. Our children have taken in that information.
Yeah.
You know, and probably will come back with some questions of, you know, what does it mean to die, and where do you go when you die, and what happens to your body when you die? I know that was a big one for my kids of, you know, okay, well, what happens to their body now?
Yeah.
All right. So have you read any? I know that there are some good books on grief, like for kids that are, you know, like picture books and things like that. Have you read any of those, or have any thoughts on?
We have not.
Okay.
Actually, like, now that you say that, I'm like, man, that would have been a really great idea if we would have done that. Right. That's a great idea, Jessie. but no, like, I don't know that we did read anything with them. I think because like, as far as our kids knew, like, it was very sudden. Like, there are some things kind of leading up to, like, the most recent deaths in our family that, like, my husband and I knew about. And we knew that, like, it was probably going to be happening somewhat soon.
Yeah.
So it just wasn't so sudden. But for our kids, I mean, they didn't know, right? It wasn't right. Like we were sharing all of that information with our kids as we went.
Right.
So I think like the books in that situation probably would have helped us a little bit better, because they just didn't have any like kind of workup to that like we did.
Yeah. The one book that we have used in the past, which is not just a grief book, but it basically talks, it's called The Invisible String. And it's by Patrice Karst. And it's basically this idea that if you love someone, your heart is connected to theirs. Mm. So it's like there's a string, an invisible string between our hearts. And so it talks about like, well, yeah, when you're at school, like you can tug on your invisible string and mommy will like feel you, like whatever. And then it's the same thing of like, well, can she feel me in heaven? Can my aunt Susie feel me in heaven?
Right.
You know, that kind of thing. So it's still this idea that you're connected to that person, even if they're not on earth. So that's one that we really like. And then of course, if you do a really simple search on Amazon for like bereavement books for children, there are a ton, and of course you can get a lot of those at your library too. Like, don't feel like you have to necessarily go out and buy anything. But some of the ones that have come up is are The Cardinal's Gift by Carol Heaney. We have Something Very Sad Happened. That's A Toddler's Guide to Understanding Death by Bonnie Zucker. The Memory Box, a book about grief by Joanna Rowland. So there's so many on there.
Yeah.
And it is a really nice way because they can see the pictures. It can be a great way to spark a conversation around specifically what's happening in that story. So to kind of disconnect it from real life, right? Of like, so in this book, Sarah lost her grandma. You can talk about Sarah as opposed to talking about
me.
Yeah. Yeah. You know,
Sarah's feelings, which sometimes might be very similar to theirs.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Okay, cool. So we've talked to the kids. We've read some books, maybe. We've had some good conversations. Yep. Now, you know, we go to the funeral.
Yeah. I would even say just before that too, like one of the things that we did with our kids, and now granted, my kids are 10, 7 and 6. She's almost 8. So like they're not older, but they're kind of the upper elementary.
Yeah.
So we're, you know, able to have, I think, some of those more difficult conversations.
Right.
But one of the things that we did, and this was, I think, some advice that I was given from a friend, was to say, like, keeping the lines of communication open with your children, especially during this time, and saying that, like, if you have any questions or if something really makes you sad or if you're really confused as to why X, Y, and Z is happening, like, I want you to talk about it. You know, I don't want you to bottle that up and keep that in your own mind, in your own heart. Like, I want you to share that with me.
Yeah.
It's okay to be sad. It's okay to miss, you know, so-and-so. It's okay. Like, that is totally normal. And saying, and we, I think, even said with our kids that, like trying to explain, especially to our 10-year-old, that grief kind of is different for everybody.
Yes.
And not everybody grieves the same way. So some people, like, leading up to the funeral, like this person might really be sad and they might cry and they might look like they're just having a really hard time. And that is okay. But on the flip side of that, explaining to your kids that, like, there are going to be people that look like they're totally fine and, like, this is just a normal day for them or whatever. And that is also fine.
Yes.
So kind of leading up and just opening the, like, lines of communication with your kids to say, like, whatever you're feeling, I just want you to share it with me so that they're not bottling that up. Oh, and kind of internalizing all of that too.
I think that's so important because, you might see someone who's not crying and think, well, maybe they're not sad, but that doesn't mean that at all.
Right. So, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah. I like that. Yeah.
So the funeral.
So we oftentimes will wear black, but I think also because of that element of hope that we have in our faith, I don't think we have to wear black.
Right.
But sometimes we do.
Yeah.
And but certainly we will get into nicer clothes.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's something I think you can also explain to your kids, right? That like some people wear black because they're mourning, because this is sad.
Right.
What does mourning mean? Well, you know, you can explain that. I mean, it's really like a slippery slope. You ask one question and everything, they got 20 more. But but being able to say like we have hope because of what Jesus did for us and so on and so forth. And so while we might be sad, some people might wear black, but not everybody will. Maybe other people are, you know, just doing something differently.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. So we...
Sorry, tangent. That was...
No, that was excellent.
That took us down.
No, that was excellent. Yeah. So, people make different choices in that way. And then we get to the funeral and they're seeing a lot of people that they probably don't know.
Right.
Who's this person?
Yep.
Oh, this person is my aunt. I've never seen them before.
Right. No, exactly. This is mommy's cousin, but I don't know who that person
is. I have no idea who they are, but somehow they know me.
Great Uncle Ralph somehow, or who, you know?
Somehow everybody knows my name, but I don't know anybody else's name.
Exactly.
Or
they're like trying to like touch them or like come up to them.
Yes.
And that's like incredibly terrifying for a small kid.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I'm in an uncomfortable vest. you know,
a scratchy suit
that
I did not ask to be put in.
And everybody knows me, but I don't know them, right? So it is already from the get-go, before even talking about death, it's already
a terrifying situation.
It's already a complicated situation that that a small child is trying to figure out.
Yeah.
You know, it's likely that they'll also see like the picture of the person and they might see the picture of the person and not recognize them at all.
Yeah.
You know,
or, and this, I just made me think of this too, or if it's an open casket and like other people are going to see the person.
Yes.
That was one of the things that happened to us. And like we asked our kids, like, would you like to go and see them? And I think one of our kids did, maybe two of them did. But the other one, like,
was
absolutely
not.
Yeah. And saying to them, like, I just feel like I'm repeating this over and over again, but it's okay.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah.
I'm not going to make you go in there. I'm not going to make you, like, stand over the person. Like, we're not, I'm not going
to
make you do that.
No, I'm not going to force you.
Like, if you're comfortable with that, I would love to take you in there.
Yep.
Like, it's not just going to be you in there, you know, because that's creepy, I think, for a little kid, too.
Right.
Even some adults are super uncomfortable with that. But being able to say, like, you get to make the decision.
Right.
You have that power in yourself to say, yes, I want to go in, or no, I don't.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, I think that it is a strange situation for kids to see the body but recognize that the spirit's not there anymore, right?
Yeah.
I think even for adults, sometimes that's a little...
strange.
Strange.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's kind of hard to wrap your mind around sometimes.
Yeah. That the spirit is gone but the body is still here.
Yeah.
The funeral that we went to, or both of them, I think, the person was cremated. Mm. And so they were a little confused, like, well, where's the body?
Right.
The body's in that little...
in that little urn.
That little urn?
Yeah.
Like, how is it that great-grandma is in that urn?
Yeah.
Right? And so that's also something that's interesting to talk about. I also remember that when we went to the funeral, you know, my oldest extrapolated, like, well... when you die, are you going to be cremated? Mm. Or like, what are you going to do with your body?
Yeah.
And so that opened a whole can of worms, right? About, well, when mommy and daddy die, these are the ideas that we have about how we want to handle that. And, and it made him very like curious, but also sad, but also all the feelings.
I was going to say, we had a lot of questions about like, well, if great granddaddy died, then like, are you going to die?
Right.
And being able to like have that conversation with their kids and say, well, yes, one day mommy is going to die, but I'm okay now.
Yeah.
Like,
everybody's
reassuring them
now.
That
like,
you know, I mean, we don't know, but like, hopefully one day that will be a long, long time from now. Like, you don't have to be scared about that right now.
Yeah.
But being able to say that to your kid in a way that they're going to understand because it's so big and it's so daunting and everyone's crying and like, what do I do with all these feelings?
Yeah.
So being able to like kind of separate that out.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Is helpful.
Yeah. And then so we finish the funeral, right? Everybody goes home. And I think that it's useful to somehow continue the memory of the person is useful, right?
Yeah.
In some way. And, you know, if you're not that close to the person, then maybe this isn't necessary. But,
right.
you know, even just having some way of a picture of the person or just in a book somewhere or, you know, commemorating them in some way so that your kids can also see that they have not been forgotten.
Yeah.
That they still, their memory still lives on.
Yeah.
Right? And that their life meant something, you know?
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think like, something that we did too is like, even though like great granddaddy is gone, like great grandmama is still here. Right. Like being able to say like,
yes,
like when we pray at night, like don't forget to pray for great grandmama and you know, all these other things like, and for great granddaddy's kids, for granddaddy and for, you know, aunt so-and-so and aunt, you know what I mean? And being able to think of the family that, you know, we still have that's still here with us and, and kind of focus on that a little bit too. That was helpful for our kids to kind of put that energy now into like something different, if that makes sense.
I think it's also important to mention that grief can sometimes be delayed. So you can go through all the rigmarole of everything and not feel a ding-dong thing.
Yeah.
And then 2 weeks later when you're like brushing your teeth, somehow it just, there it is.
For us and I think for our kids too. Like we can like pat ourselves on the back and be like, woo, we did that great.
We made
like,
that right through.
My kids are great. Everything's wonderful. And then like 2 weeks later, like the floodgates open and you're like, oh my gosh, I just dealt with this. What is happening?
Yes. And so I think being open to that and also letting our kids know that that is okay as well, that, you know, it does come in waves and, you know, that as a family, we can come together and support each other, even if it continues weeks after.
Right.
You know.
Absolutely. Just saying, like, it's okay. Everything is okay. Every emotion you have about this, it's okay.
Yeah.
Like, it's fine. I encourage you. I love you. I support you. Let's talk about it.
Do you guys ever go and do you have any family that have, like, tombstones that you can visit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So have you ever done that?
We have. So I don't know if this is strange for other people, like thinking about this now. I don't know if this is strange.
Yeah.
But we have like a lot of our family members are all buried in the same place, like
the same
kind of plot.
Yeah.
But it's not just family. Like it's also friends and other like pastors and leaders and, you know, people that we know and people that we have loved.
Yeah.
So yeah, like when we went to the cemetery to bury, you know, all these other people or whatever. Right. It's been like, it's kind of, I remember it as a kid for me that it was still kind of cool to be able to like go around and look at the other tombstones and say like, while I never met my great grandmother, like I can see, or my great grandfather, whoever, like I can see their tombstone here.
Right.
And I can kind of see like aunts and uncles and the lines of, you know,
your familial line.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Like you can see these pieces. And so even like taking our kids to the cemetery now, and not that we do this often.
Right.
Like I don't know if we should or if we could. I don't know.
Yeah, sure.
But,
sure.
But like when we're there, being able to kind of walk down and say like, this is, you know, this is mommy's grandfather, you know, this is where he's buried and this is mommy's grandma and this is daddy's grandma. And, and being able to kind of walk through that with them too. Like, yeah, I think that's kind of cool as long as they're, you know, emotionally okay to kind of handle that.
Yeah.
Maybe don't do it fresh, but
sure. Yeah.
I think
a cool idea too is if you take a little pail of water and a brush, you can clean off the headstones. And then if you take, you know, fresh flowers or whatever it might be, that you can show respect to the people who came before you in that way too.
Yeah. I think it's a great thing we can teach our kids too. Like when we come, like brush it up, wipe it off.
Yeah. And, you know, especially like when we celebrate Veterans Day or whatnot, if you have any family members, you know, oftentimes that's a really good time to go and see folks who have passed who did do a lot of great things, not only for our country, but for our family.
Yeah.
And,
And I think I just thought of this too, is like when you take your kids to the cemetery or even when you're just like at home and thinking about these people, like I think one of the things that has helped maybe me as a kid, but also my kids now, is to be able to kind of focus on and this seems kind of cliche to say, but like focus on the good times, right? Like, yes. And maybe this is just how like me and my family, we grieve maybe, right?
Sure.
But it's, you know, remembering like the funny things or like the weird situations that like we've been in with these people in the past, and to be able to remember like the goofy times or crack a joke. And I understand that like not everybody grieves with jokes, sure. but I feel like we do.
But
And so like being able to have those moments where it's a little more lighthearted and we can remember like the good times.
Right.
I think our kids pick up on that too and say like, oh yeah, do you remember when, you know, grandma did da 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 or whatever.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool too.
I love it. Well, it's hard, right? It's hard.
It is.
And it's hard not only for our kids, but it's hard for us.
Yeah.
And so I think just being gentle with ourselves and gentle with our kids and you know, just putting one foot in front of the other in some of these conversations that we have with them.
Absolutely. It's helping your kids grieve while you're grieving.
Right.
That's hard.
That's hard.
Yeah. And I think that's worth taking it easy on yourself, because you're not going to get it right every time, especially when you're in the middle of your own grief. Like, that's hard work.
It is.
But we just want to encourage you and say, like, you got this, Mom.
You got this,
you got
Mom.
It, Mama. We're cheering you on, and we know that it's hard, but, you know, we push through, right?
That's right.
We push through. We find a way.
Well, thanks for listening today, everybody.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Sunshine and Rainbows. If you laughed, if you smiled, or if you liked anything that you heard here today, don't forget to like, share us, and subscribe for more episodes.
See you next time.
Bye.